Welcome to this episode of Revive and Thriveology. In today's episode, I'm doing a solo episode and talking about feng shui. We're going to start out with what it's not, and then I'm going to get into what it is, where it came from, how I trained in it, and what my work entails. I'm excited for this episode. I think you'll love it. Keep watching. Welcome to Revive and Thriveology. I help women transform their lives by harmonizing their living space through holistic home practices. I'm your host, Lisa Morton. Welcome to this episode of Revive and Thriveology. I'm your host, Lisa Morton. In today's solo episode, I wanted to dive into feng shui, what it is. You know, I talk about this a lot, but I haven't had the opportunity on the podcast to get into it. And so I'm going to give you some nuts and bolts of feng shui, what it is, how I implement it, how I use it, and how you can easily gain some tips to implement into your own home. So I'm so excited. So let's start out with what it's not, because I get asked a lot of questions. I get some weird comments. It is not a religion, number one, okay? It is not a religion. Number two, you do not have to decorate in Asian decor. I often have clients concerned about that. And number three is you do not have to invest a lot of money. So if you're thinking about decorating a room, right, you're going to have to invest in maybe a sofa, draperies, accessories, lighting, right? When we're looking to implement feng shui, it isn't necessarily buying new, sometimes just rearranging. Like I might ask a client, do you have a throw pillow that is blue or has some sort of blue on it? You know, look around your home, shop around your home. So you might not have to invest much at all. I mean, I think investing in someone who is trained and certified in feng shui is super important. So you're going to have that investment. But as far as products, so many things you have in your home. Okay. So that's what it's not. What it is this beautiful art and science of arranging your space. It was first documented over 4,000 years ago in southern China. And since then, it has morphed and shifted and developed into different sects or styles, if you will. I'm personally trained in interior alignment, which was created by Denise Lin. So this is, I felt really called to do my official training in this. I have studied some other aspects of feng shui, but I love interior alignment as it's instinctual. Feng shui. So, right, we learn all about the feng shui, right? We learn all about yin and yang and the bagua and all that, which I'll get into. But there's also this element of really slowing down and getting in touch with your intuition. For me, I know it was a shift because I knew I could sense something. I've always been super intuitive. Even as a child, I was very intuitive in spaces and around people. And I knew I could feel something, but I didn't know how to describe it. So once I found feng shui, it really helped me connect with my intuition on a whole new level. So this was really powerful for me. Again, so many different styles or sects, but the goal is always the same, to create balance and harmony in a space. So I always recommend find someone who you connect with, who you like their energy, and work with them. Learn about the style that they're trained in. Maybe it's uber traditional and they'll use the compass and it's really cool. There's so many different styles. So it's just fascinating. Reach out in your community, reach out. I'm happy to help anyone. Also, go to my website. Here's a great place to start. Go to my website because I have a free download of my top feng shui tips. So if you go to the website, it's totally free. It's all my top tips that I have gained. They're easy to implement tips, super easy. I've kind of put these together after years of working with clients, going in their space, seeing those first adjustments that they need, and learning what's going to make the biggest impact. So that's how I created these top tips. I know you're going to love it. Go check it out. But let's keep diving into this. So when I'm working with a client, I have three main components to my consultation. Well, maybe a fourth, because I implement a little bit of a little meditation. It's called a synchro alignment. That's something very unique to interior alignment, our practice. And this is really a guided meditation to connect with your space. And I think that's so valuable. But then, like other traditions of feng shui, we work with balancing yin and yang. So you may have heard of yin and yang. You've seen the black and white symbol with the dots, and you probably know what this, have a general idea what this is. But it's really, if I were to describe yin, something that's yin, it would be quiet, still, small, like a spa perhaps, delicate, gentle, dainty, soft, gentle, all those, you know, like a spa or a quiet space. And then something that's yang is like loud and active and bright red and loud music, Taylor Swift playing in the background and a big shopping mall at the holiday time, right? So you can understand that yin is fear is one type of energy, and something that's yang is a very different type of energy. And the goal in feng shui is to balance that in your space to create harmony. I'm a true believer that your body and your space, it's all reciprocal, right? Your energy body is influenced by your surroundings and vice versa. So we need our body to feel good, but also our space. I can't tell you how many times I've met someone and they're getting all their steps in. They're meditating every day. They're doing all this stuff, but then their space is not in balance. And that's a huge step they're missing. So moving on, we work with yin and yang. The next main component that we work with in feng shui is the five element system. So different traditions might have different elements and different numbers of elements, but we have a five element system. It's wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. You may have heard of some of these. I love working with the five elements. I eat, sleep, and breathe the five elements. Every selection I make for my home, my body, even the colors I wear connect to the five element system. This is how feng shui describes the world. Everything fits into one of these five elements. So I thought I'd do a quick overview. I do have more information on the five element system on my website too, if you want to go there and find it. But let's dive into wood. So the wood element is this like upward growth. If you're setting a goal and you want to like go for that goal, you want to bring in the wood element, right? It's for rejuvenation and healing and growth and moving forward to get that goal, right? It's the color green and plants and trees and any living object is the wood element. So a lot of people think wood is brown, but it's actually color connects to the color green. Okay, vertical stripes. Think about like this upward growth energy. Okay, the fire element. I mean, think fire. It's like very young in nature. You can bring in the fire element through the colors of fuchsia, red, and orange. If you get the winter blahs, wear some of these fire elements to like wake up your body. That can be helpful. This fire element is good when you need to snap out of it. You need to get moving. You need energy moving in your body or in your space. Okay. The earth element is all about grounding. The yogi in me wants to, whenever I think of the earth element, kind of connect to the root chakra. Okay. So if you're and you know anything about the chakra system, it's really rooted, earth connected. You can bring the earth element into your space through beige, tan, brown, chocolate, like all those colors that you'd find down in the earth, like those cozy camel colors and beige and thick woven rugs and anything with like a square shape. Think low, like a cool low modern coffee table would be a great example of an earth element. Chunky textures, anything that's really textural against your body. The earth element is, you know, that grounding. So often I go into homes and there isn't enough earth element for that grounding sensation. They're always feeling stressed, always feeling anxious, and they need to feel their feet on the earth. So we bring in the earth element. The next element we work with is the metal element. I mean, this is like laser focus with the metal element. If you have a deadline at work tomorrow, bring in that earth element. I'm sorry, the metal element. The metal element is that like focus deadline. I have to get it done tomorrow. It has to be, you know, it has to be handed in. It has to be completed. And so it's the colors of gray and white. And it's really this focused attention. So also any metal item. So anything metallic. It can even be like a an iridescent or metallic fabric. Or just like a metal desk lamp. So that metal is for that focused attention. Next up is the water element. I'm a big water element fan because I'm a blue lover. But blue is all about, I'm sorry, water is all about fluidity and movement and flow and creativity and inspiration. And this is great if you're stuck with, you know, creatively stuck. If you're working on a creative project and you just don't have it, you need some inspiration, then bring the water element into your space. It's also just good for relaxation and calming your body down. You can bring water in through the colors of blue, but also black. Black is a water element. Any type of wavy pattern on anything, mirrors, water features, like a little tabletop fountain or even a fountain outside is a great water element. I love the water element too because it also connects to wealth and abundance. So that's a lot of fun to work with. So we have these five elements, the wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. And we balance these for the activity in the space. Okay. So if you have a specific goal and you have a creative office, maybe it's a graphic design, maybe you're a graphic designer and you need, you know, we're going to balance for what's needed in your space. If you're working at in another office and I'm working with an accountant, they're going to have a different energy that they want in that space. A hair salon is going to need a different energy as well. Your home might be different. Your home might be filled with kiddos running around and dogs and pets, and then your neighbor next door has a completely different style of living in their space. Maybe they're an older retired couple. So we always want to balance for the activity in the space. And that's what I love about my work is that no project is the same. Sure, I have, you know, my top tips that you can download and they're easy to implement and there's so many things you can do, but everyone's home is so incredibly unique. The way they approach their day-to-day is unique. Their lot is unique, the lot that their land, their home is built on. The shape, the materials used to build their home. Also, the layout around their home. Are there trees? Are there hills? Are there mountains? Is there a stream, a waterfall? All that affects the feng shui of the space. There's also one other element which I'm going to devote an entire episode to because it needs an entire episode. It's called the Bagua map. Now I remember one of the first feng shui books I ever read before I trained in this. I remember reading it. I actually had several and I would get into the five elements and I thought it was interesting and I tried to implement a thing or two, but then I would get into this Bagua map and I'm like, what is a Bagua map? And the Bagua map consists of 9 different guas. And this is a map that we use with the layout of your home. Okay, each gua connects to a different aspect of your life, from love and relationships to wealth and abundance to children to health and, you know, all these different things. So the Bagua map, it just deserves its own episode, so I will get into that. But it's really fascinating. I love to use the Bagua map. My favorite aspect is to implement little moments or cues for you and your body for your goals, right? I love working with clients that have big goals. I mean, a lot of people, when I have them fill out their questionnaire, like, oh, I just want it to feel nice. And I'm like, no, what do you really want? What do you want? Do you want to make $1 million this year? Do you want to find the love of your life? I mean, it's so fun. No, it's not magic, but by implementing these cues into our space that are constantly reminding us, even subconsciously just reminding us, we can so much easier and faster we can get to those goals and dreams and wishes that we have. That is how I love to implement feng shui. In my own life, I've been able to bring some amazing things to fruition, and I've had clients get, I mean, their dream jobs and meet their partners for life and, you know, finish school and start their dream business and all these amazing things. And it's just fascinating. And thank you for allowing me this time to share with you a little bit about feng shui. Again, I'm going to devote an entire episode to the Bagua map because it is a lot, but it's really cool. I hope you'll join me for that episode. Thank you again. If you guys have any questions on the five element system or yin and yang or any background information on feng shui in general or the style I practice or just my work in general, please reach out. That is everything for today, friends. I will see you next time. I'd like to thank our production company, Garagio Media, the WELT 95.7 Studios, and our sponsor, Gucci. For more information, follow the link in the show notes. Be sure to hit like, hit the subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. If you want to connect, find us on Facebook, and be sure to let me know what topics you'd like to hear about. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.